Hey, it's Mark Wiggins, the Speaker Man, back again as we go through my book, Permission to Succeed. The only person who needs to give it is you, 3 minutes at a time. You can get my book at booksbymarkwiggins.com. Session 7, we're going to talk about empowering your voice, how to change what you say and how you say things, because what you say and how you say things affect you physically and mentally. Think about the way you use words. If you're using negative or weak words, you don't feel very strong. Words like try, hope, but, could, would, should, all are weak words. Robert Deltz, co-founder of NLP, which stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming, speaks to this. What you say affects you. Look at the word, neuro. It's the mind and how we think. Linguistics refers to how we use language and how it affects us. Programming is how we control our actions to achieve our goals, and our actions include our language. So you put all that together, meaning if I'm using weak words, I feel weak. If I use stronger words, I'll feel stronger. Look at this. Sure, definitely, of course, certainly, guaranteed, naturally, absolute, without a doubt. If you say those words, they actually make you feel better. So when we're speaking to ourselves and having self-talk, we want to use more power words and less negative words. Think about this. Here's a couple of things to take away with you to try to get you to change your voice. Did you notice that I said try? Let's rephrase that. Here's some words to take with you so you can change your voice. Understand the way that you speak to yourself and others sends a message about what you want to do. Become aware of what you say and how you say it. Remove words like hope, try from your sentences and consider using stronger words. Remove the would brothers, should, couldn't, would. Those are self-imposed dead stop words. It leaves room for us to have a way out. And lastly, add power words to your vocabulary. Will, should, certainly. I said those words before. Find some words that fit for you that make you feel powerful. And here's a real key. When you're using those new power words and you're trying to change your voice, don't allow people around you to use negative words. If they use a negative word to you that you don't like, correct them. Bounce them back and say, you know what? You got to give me something a little stronger than I may get it done. Either you will or you won't. What you'll find is that you'll assert yourself. They'll become also empowered. And now all of a sudden everybody's achieving and going the same direction. We often overlook how we say things and what they mean to us, but they're very, very important as we learn to give ourselves permission to succeed. That's all the time we got for right now. Remember, go to my website, booksbymarkwiggins.com, and get your copy today. Get off the bench.